have the ability to control my emotions. Oh. That's just a set. That's just a power, not a superpower. Sorry, guys. Hold on.
Do you need a hug? Are you okay?
I don't know. I think. Wait, could I just like cheat and say to be omnipotent?
This is Jim Sklavunis of the Vanity Set, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Why did you say that? Aloha out there in Radio Land.
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Up from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues. The show is a monthly roundup of new music plumbing psych, folk, cosmic Americana, indie, garage, and exploratory titles alongside enough classic gems to hold it all together like glue. You can tune into the show every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7
FM. 90.7
FM.
Accra, Hudson, Catskill.
Songs of life we sing, songs of love and songs of joy, songs of life we bring.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Songs of love and songs of joy, songs of life we bring.
Sing it again.
For man to woman, songs of the life we sing, songs of love and songs of joy, songs of life we bring.
Woman to
woman, to woman, songs of the life we bring, songs of love and songs of joy.
Woman to woman,
dum da 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 dum ba da 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 do do dum da 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 dum do 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 dum de da 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 day whoa boom boom do 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 dum da 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 dum 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 do dum ba dum ba do 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 dum de da 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 day
whoa. Now
woman to woman, songs of life we bring, songs of love and songs of joy. Woman to woman.
Woman to woman. Yes, yes, yes. That was a We in Woman's History Month, beloved. Happy Woman's History Month to you. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and we are here where we are. We are here when there's a bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me, on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. Not here by myself. Nah, we got Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and our audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin. Brother Randall, how you doing this morning?
I am doing very well, and good morning to our bright siders out there. Just want to thank you for all the success of our fund drive and you guys supporting this program. We appreciate you and waking up with Brightside.
Hey, man, that's right. Snaps and claps to all of our friends out there, our listening audience, our partners and sponsors and supporters and donors. On behalf of the station owners, the station management, and all of us producers and hosts, we thank you for supporting what we do. We're here, and what we do with you in mind all the time, all the time. There's not a time that I'm getting ready for these broadcasts that it's not you on my mind. So thank you for being here, and thank you for wanting to hear what we have to share. And it is Women's History Month, as I said. The theme is breaking the bias, break the bias, break the bias. Yes. So we're working on that nationally, internationally, and snaps and claps to all those who are in the movement. We got songs, y'all. Yes, that's what we do. We got music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And that was Woman to Woman by Miss Cece Winans. Love that. Love that. All our songs today are by women. Yes, we got all the women in the house today, these creators and music makers. Miss Mandisa, you know we have to have Miss Mandisa in the house. Got good news coming up. This house, he did it for me. Great is thy faithfulness. You are God alone. You gave me hope. Die to live and the glory. We've got that lineup. And after that, I'll be back. Eight songs, 33 minutes, uninterrupted music. Yes, beloved, music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Music with you in mind and me too. So enjoy wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Enjoy the blessings of the Lord in song. Here we go. Good news. We got the good news here.
And it's time to tell, 'cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me a microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
Yeah, sure.
You're gonna clap your hands, gonna wanna dance.
Hear what?
Good news, got that old make do, got that joy coming through, got me feeling alright.
He did it for me. Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever will be. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, New York. We are the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere, and it's right here with me on WGXC. WGXC.org for online listening and archive information. Enjoy the Lord and enjoy His love. We've got music with message for the heart, the mind, and the soul for you, and more music to come. You Give Me Hope. That's Miss Elaine. Die to Live, Miranda Curtis, and The Glory, Miss Tamar Braxton, is coming up next. After that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
Gotta die. Face tomorrow. just because he lives. I can face tomorrow just because he lives. I can breathe again.
Oh, to God.
Yes, to God be the glory. He has been so good. To God be the glory. I hear a little bit of static on my end, so I hope it's not interfering with what you hear. But I'm here to share. Amen. Something that's been dropped in my spirit. Yes, beloved. Where do I begin? I was asking the Lord, I was praying, you know, as we preachers do, contrary to some opinion, most of us do not just go off the top of our heads, but we kind of say, God, what do you want us to say? You know, you sent us to speak for you and to speak through us to people. What would you have us to share? And I was reading this devotional this morning. It talked about God giving us a word in the right situation, a word for the situation. Sometimes that word is healing. Sometimes it's deliverance. Sometimes it's salvation, you know, but he has a word for our situation. And that's just what happened. God gave me a word then as I was asking for the word for today. And he said, talk to them about the God who sends, the God who sends. And, you know, oftentimes we're looking to God to send us a blessing, you know, send us a sign, right? Send us some help even, you know. But I want to talk to you about God is the God who sends a little differently today. I want to talk about, you know, that God, the word of God tells us in John chapter 3, sent his only begotten son that whoever believes in him would not perish. He sent his son into the world, not to condemn the world, but to save the world through him, right? The God who sends, you know, go back to the book of Genesis, beloved, and he had created, God the creator had created this utopian paradise here in earth, the Garden of Eden, and the descriptions of the Garden of Eden and life as it was for his first human creations, Adam and Eve, in humanity as we know it. You know, they had this paradise, but there was one in the midst of the garden who had been kicked out of heaven, who was here in the earth and was in the form of a snake and took the form of a snake to trick them. And the Bible tells us that after they fell for the devil's deceits, that they also fell from grace and the grace that they had known to the extent they had known it, but not completely, because God is just so good. And God cared for them. And God sent them out of the Garden of Eden. He sent them out of the Garden of Eden because the tree of eternal life was there. God didn't want them, in my view and opinion, and shared by some, that God did not want them to eat of that tree in their fallen state. And so he sent them out of the Garden of Eden. I'm talking about the God who sends. He will send us on journeys. He will send us out of situations that are detrimental to us, though we do not understand it, though it looks dark and scary or even unfair at times. But God is the God who sends. He sends help. Yes, he does. And he sends people on a mission with a message. In the book of Isaiah in chapter 6, looking at verse 8 to 13, we hear the prophet saying, I heard the voice of the Lord. I heard the voice of the Lord. And the voice of the Lord was saying, who shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, here am I. Send me, Lord. Amen. God is still looking for people who he can send. Who will go for God and say to the people, tell the people what God wants them to know. Tell the people what God says. You know, I have a training group on Saturday mornings, and we're looking, and I asked at the Bible, at the book of Psalms, and I asked the question yesterday, what is it about the word of God that delights you? What is the word of God about the word of God that delights you? And one sister said, amen, that it is that it gives me instruction and it gives me guidance for what God wants and what God wants for me, what God wants to do. Amen. And I just loved that answer. The Bible lets us know God looks for people who he will can send. And he says, who today? Who shall I send and who will go for us? In that book in Isaiah chapter 6, the message that Isaiah was sent to give was one that nobody wants to hear. It was one that people still today don't want to hear. But beloved, that doesn't make it any less true. God was sending Isaiah with a message to tell the people about what was going to come in as a result of consequences, beloved, as consequences for opposing their creator, as consequences for, you know, saying poo-poo in you know, little people talk, to the things that God requires, God requested, God demands. In Romans 10, 14 and 15, though, we have a hope. He says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And how shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him who they have not heard? Amen. It goes on to tell us that God sends preachers. Yes, he does. Not perfect people. Not at all. I'm not. I want to be better today than I was yesterday and hopefully better tomorrow than I am today. But that doesn't mean I don't have a message from the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Doesn't mean you don't have a message from the Lord to give if he sends you, beloved. I want you to be encouraged and I want you to go. In the book of Mark chapter 16, it tells us that the angels told the women to go tell the disciples and Peter, Jesus is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there just as he told you before he died. You know, amen. So God sends his messengers to tell us and send us on journeys. He sends his messengers to tell us how to avoid the wrath of God. He tells us, he sends us his messengers who will tell us what we need to know, instructions and guidance, hallelujah, for living in this world and living in a godly way, living as best we can at peace with all people in a godly way. Seeking God, amen, not sitting in the seat of the sinners and in the way of the scornful, but seeking the Lord day and night, meditating on his word. Hallelujah. His word is alive. His word is quick. His word is powerful. His word is sharp. Oh, it helps our understanding. It gives us some insight and perspective about the things that were, the things that are, and the things that are to come. I love the Lord's word. It is so good for me. Hallelujah. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How shall they hear without a preacher? God sends, beloved. He's the God who sends. Amen. Hallelujah. He called to himself 12 and he began to send them forth two by two. I was so encouraged, and I hope you are too. God has sent messengers into the world, and I pray for the spirit of discernment. I ask you to pray for the spirit of discernment, that you can discern between the truth and the lie, between the false prophets and the prophets that are sent by God, the message of God and the message that people want to hear, having itchy ears and listening for the things they want to hear. He says, truly, I tell you, whoever accepts anyone I send accepts me, and whoever accepts me accepts the one who sent me. He is the God who sends. When the advocate comes, the Holy Spirit comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. Yes, beloved, thank God for the Holy Spirit, who allows us to understand and comprehend the gift of God, that he sent his only begotten son into this world, that son has come that we can have life and have it more abundantly, that son has entrusted, engaged, and commissioned others to go and tell this good news. It's about the good news, beloved, of the God who sends. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and that's my spiritual social commentary for today. We got more music, yes we do, for the heart, the mind, and the soul. It gives me joy, hallelujah, to talk about Jesus. It gives me joy to be here with you and to share good news. And it gives me joy to give you this song by Miss CeCe Winans, and it is entitled Joy.
Struggle, I've got peace in the storm. I've got strength in the battle. I don't fear anymore. I'm a child of heaven, and my hope is secure. I've got joy, 'cause I've got Jesus. He gave me beauty for ashes, turned my life around. He broke my chains, and now I dance on solid ground. For all he's done to save me, I will raise my voice. I've got Jesus, so I've got joy. He bore all of my burdens. Yeah, my debt has been paid. Then he said to my dry bones, rise up out of that grave. He has all of my worship, all the honor and praise. I've got joy, 'cause I've got Jesus.
Sent a preacher my way, and amen, he introduced me to the Son who saves and the God who stays. I've got joy, joy, joy. Well, beloved, listen, we got some good news coming up. We got some good things coming up. I want you to mark your calendars, and you know, if you can't join us out there, we're going to be at the county court fairgrounds, the county court ground on the National Day of Prayer, coming up on the first Thursday of May at 5 o'clock. Going to be out there singing and praying and praising God. Yes, we will. And listen, after that, that Sunday, that following Sunday, on the 7th, I think it is, myself, Pastor Iris, and Reverend Linda, we're going to be in concert. Yes, we're going to be in concert at the First Reformed Church in Chatham, New York at 2 p.m. on Sunday, the 7th of May, in a pre-Mother's Day celebration. It is a benefit to help us with our ministries as we go out, as God sent us all around this county with the good news between May and October. So I hope you can join us, and I'd like to see you there. And that's it for today. Yeah, we're about to close out. I want to say happy birthday to all you March babies. Want to shout out again to women, the other half of the human creation, hallelujah, male and female, he created them. Yes, yeah, so thank you, God, for woman. Adam looked at Eve and said, woman, look at what the Lord has done. Oh, beloved, God is so good. He loves us with a love that won't end, a love that never fails, a love that never ceases. yes, there's strife and wickedness and there's tragedies and traumas in this world, but there's also a God who gives us triumph, a God who takes our pain and turns it into passion, takes our messes and turns them into miracles, take our tragedies and turn them into triumphs. I pray that you will go in the grace of God on this Sunday and continue with way throughout the week. Remember never to forget, God loves you. I love you too. Enjoy the Lord and enjoy your life. God bless you until we meet or speak again. This is Pastor Kim and I'm out. But before I go, this is a word for the women and brothers too. Whatever you're going through, don't quit in the dip. Rise up. Miss Andra Day. Rise up, beloved. Rise up.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round. And you can't find a fighter. But I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Move mountains. We gon' walk it out and move mountains. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. Silence is a quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move mountains, bring it to its feet.
Any day, beloved.
And I'll rise up. I'll rise like the day. I'll rise up. I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up. And I'll do it a thousand times again. With you. With you. That we have it.